On my 70th birthday, I read that tens of thousands of people have drowned in Bangladesh, and that a million more may die from isolation, hunger, cholera, and its sisters, thirst and loneliness. This morning in our lime tree, I noticed a bee dusting a single new bud, just now beginning to bloom, while all the other branches were sagging with heavy green fruit. I read that in Moscow, every man, woman, child, and dog is inhaling 8 packs of cigarettes a day, or its equivalent in smoke, from the fires ranging over the steppes. I saw the god of storms take the shape of a tree, bowing to the desert with its back to the sea. I saw on television a woman in Iran buried up to her breasts, then wrapped in light gauze to protect the spectators, weeping in terror and pleading for her life, while someone at the edge of the circle of men dressed in black picked up the first baseball-sized rock from the hayrick-sized pile to hurl at her eyes, nose, mouth, ears, throat, breasts, and shoulders. How big is my heart, I wonder? How will it encompass these men dressed in black? Now the fog drifts in over the passes, screening the peaks into half-tones, and then into no tones at all. These goats with names, with eyes that make you wonder, these goats who will be slaughtered today, why these goats? There are reasons, but they are human reasons. I listened while my friend spoke through his grief for his son, shot to death in the pizza shop he managed in Nashville, after emptying the safe for a desperate young man with a gun, who my friend told me he'd forgiven, spoke of consolation through his tears, the spirit of his son still with him, he said, the spirit of his son still with him. Oak tree, joy of my eye that reaches in so many directions, are the birds that fly from your branches any closer to heaven? The moon, shimmering on the surface of the pond, its rippling reflected in your eyes, of which you are no more aware than the wind just passing through this oak of the acorns still bobbing. The mountains, resolute now in fading light, with her nose deep in the late summer grass, my dog calls up a new story.